Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story comes from two of our listeners, Lila and Connor. Hey guys! They listen to our podcast on Spotify. I love it. So if you guys have an idea for a story and you want to send it in, I would love to see it. So first, subscribe on whatever podcast application you're listening to. So hit subscribe, and then you can either go to kidsshortstories.org and send us a message on there, or our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, or leave a review with your idea for a story. We have a growing list of stories, so make sure you send them in as soon as you can to see if you can get on the list. All right, guys, are you ready for this one? Me too. Let's go. One day at the beach, Lila and Connor were having a lot of fun playing with sandcastles and building all kinds of things. And they had a special friend at the beach that they really liked to play with. Actually, two friends. One was a mermaid named Penelope, and another was a dolphin named Spinner. The four of them had so much fun together. And one day when they were digging some really big holes in the sand so that they could make a really cool sandcastle, they found something. It was a glass bottle deep under the sand, and inside the bottle, there was a message. Oh my gosh, Lila said. She couldn't believe it. She pulled out the map, and they unrolled it, and oh my gosh, it was a treasure map, like a real treasure map. Connor screamed, This is amazing! What are we gonna do? All right. Well, it looks like the treasure is actually underwater. Penelope, do you think you and Spinner could go on a mission to try and find this treasure? We'll stay back and make sure no one else digs in our hole, and then you can go check and see if the treasure is still there and then come back. Sound good? Mermaid Penelope said, yes, absolutely, and I'll bring Spinner with, and we'll be a good team together. So the two of them, Penelope and Spinner, both dove down into the ocean. Did you know that mermaids can swim really, 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 really good? Kind of like a dolphin? Yeah. So the two of them are a really good team. And then when they, oh my gosh, they were getting closer, but what are those two crazy looking things? Ah! They got scared and ran back to the beach. Or swam back to the beach. And when they got there, Lila and Connor said, did you see anything? Penelope said, yeah, there's these two giant creatures. I don't know what they are, but I've never seen them before. And I don't know what to do. Does the map say anything about that? They looked at the map, and sure enough, it looked like where the treasure was on a map. Do you know where to how to find the treasure on a map? Yeah, there's an X right where the treasure is. That's how you know on the map. And right next to the X, they had missed this. Oh my gosh. There were these two sea monsters, like a picture of two sea monsters right next to the X. And, oh my gosh, guys, this is not good. It says that they're guarding the treasure. And you have to wait till the full moon comes out. So like later tonight, when the moon comes out, that is the only way that we're going to know where the treasure is. Does it say how to beat the sea monsters? Oh, it says, oh, that's funny. It says they really like apples. So maybe you could throw some apples and the sea monsters will go and eat them, and that'll distract them. And so then you can grab the treasure and get out of there. That sounds like a great plan. All right. So later tonight, when the moon comes out, we are going treasure hunting. Dun, dun, dun! And so later that night, when Lila and Connor were getting ready for bed, they saw that the full moon was out, and they radioed over to their friend Penelope, the mermaid. Penelope, are you there?
Yeah, guys, I'm here. And Spinner's with me too, and we're about to go look for the treasure because the full moon is out. And so that's the only way we're going to find the treasure. But we need you guys to stay close on the walkie-talkies in case we need you, okay?
All right, sounds good. Over and out. So then Penelope and her best friend, Spinner the Dolphin, started swimming back towards where those crazy sea monsters were. But this time, they brought apples with, which were, remember, the sea monster's favorite snack. So as they got closer, there they are. Oh my gosh, at night, the sea monster's eyes had a pink glow to them. Oh, that's kind of creepy, Penelope said. And then they threw the apples really far past the sea monsters. And the sea monsters saw them and took off swimming after the apples. Yes, hurry, go, go, go. As Spinner and Penelope swam deeper and deeper, closer to where the X was on the map, they had to look for the glow of the moon. You see, the full moon has light that comes off of it and shines down all the way down to the bottom of the ocean. And they had to follow the special glow that would lead them to the treasure. And sure enough, there it was, a real treasure chest. It looked really heavy, but Penelope was really strong. She picked it up, and Spinner the Dolphin said, well, that means the sea monsters are coming! Go! Penelope and Spinner both took off swimming as fast as they could, carrying the treasure box with them. Just barely they made it to the beach as the sea monsters growled in anger. They had gotten away and defeated the sea monsters. Hooray! They radioed back to Lila and Connor. Guys, we found it! We found the treasure! Oh my gosh! Lila and Connor couldn't believe it. They were so excited for tomorrow morning when they went back to the beach to explore the treasure with Penelope and Spinner. Whew! Tonight, it's gonna be hard to fall asleep tonight because they were so excited. But that is the story of Lila and Connor finding the treasure. The end.